Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's turn our attention to things like smartphones, mobile phones. You know, it's so advanced now. It helps us keep connected. You can't live with it, can't live without it.
Yeah. You know, yesterday my husband said, "Have you signed that document yet that we need to send back?" And I said, "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" He said, "Yeah, you got to print it and sign it." I was like, "Dude, you're living in the dark ages." I just sign it on my cell phone. You see, it's smart.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember your first smartphone?
It was an Apple, I think. Mm. I can't remember,
oh,
to
wow.
be honest.
High flyer, man. Mine was not.
No, it was one of the later models. And you know, anyway.
I had an LG.
Oh, yeah.
But they've stopped doing them now. It shows you how competitive this market is.
It's true. And it's been developing and growing since, you know, it first started picking up popularity, I don't know what, late 2007, 2008 maybe. The sizes are different. The models are different. The suppliers are different.
Yeah, but how many shipments are going out worldwide? I can tell you it's projected to add up to around 1.48 billion units by 2023. And by the end of 2020, we knew that 46.45%, about 50% of the world's population, owned a smartphone.
And while it's such a competitive market, Oppo is pushing boundaries in technology and design to stay ahead in the game.
Yeah, innovative technologies, unique designs are core competencies of the company, with the rollable phone prototype being a key example of how Oppo has led the way in pushing boundaries in tech and design.
So, you know, it marries both aesthetics and technology, but does it mean more needs to be invested in areas like R&D? And how does it set itself apart from this competitive market? Dylan Yi, who is Marketing Director of Oppo Singapore, is on the line. Dylan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, everyone. Dylan from Oppo.
Hey, Dylan. Guangdong Oppo Mobile Technologies Corp. Limited. They're doing business as Oppo. They're a Chinese consumer electronics and mobile communications company that's headquartered in Dongguan, Guangdong. It's here in Singapore. It's taken a while to get here and slowly has built up popularity. Tell us a little bit about market share here in Singapore and more about Oppo in general.
Okay, I think Oppo entered the Asia-Pacific region from 2009, and we have experienced a huge growth in the first decade, and also we are focused on our market positioning to being the leading smartphone brand in majority of the SDA market, especially like Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, and Malaysia. And especially last year, Oppo was named the top smartphone brand in Southeast Asia in Q2, according to our counterpoint research. Actually, Oppo also ranks first in Android carrier business in like Thailand and Malaysia, and also like second in Taiwan and Singapore. So actually, starting from our entering in this market, we are not just like providing like smartphone device, but we also like commit to deliver like a warmer and more positive ecosystem experience to our consumer.
Oh, that's interesting. Warmer and more positive ecosystem experience. And I'm wondering, with those accolades that you have from Forbes, what else sets you apart, would you say?
About the ecosystem, one thing, since we start like introducing a smartphone into different market, it's more than just a smartphone. And we also don't position us just as a smartphone company. We are also like producing more like the internet of experience for our consumer. So we will focus on like being the tech differentiator from like, for example, like AI, multimedia, interconnectivity, like security, or like camera enhancement, and even like our flash charging. So with this like the boost of the technology, we will try to be focused and be open and invest more for like some core like portal devices and priorities like four key scenarios, for example, like personnel, home, travel, and office. So that's why like today our IoT ecosystem has already support like the interconnection of more than 300 smart devices in more than 50 categories. Like in Singapore, starting from last year, we introduced our smart wearable and smart audio product, including like our Oppo Watch and also our true wireless headphones.
Oh, wow. So at the beginning of that answer, you used quite a few technical terms. What I was quite interested to know and curious to know is this thing that you talk about, this internet of experience, what does that really mean from the consumer's point of view? So if I am a consumer using an Oppo phone, what will I experience that's different from a competitor?
I think the potential, the direction is that we are trying to use the smartphone as the connection for consumer to connect to all the devices like related to their daily life. For example, like currently, we can use like the smart wearables to track like personal health, and also like in the future, our direction is like maybe like we can connect to more like smartphone devices. Like for example, in China, we already launched our TV, so we can use the smartphone and even our smartwatch to control all the smart devices who can be related to Oppo products. So it's something the direction we are going toward. So we can just use that maybe one smartphone to control like all the devices related to yourself. That's something the smart life we are going to explore.
Smart life, that's one way of putting it. Dylan, I'm curious about, because it's such a competitive market and smartphone is something that you want to keep upgrading on and all the features that you mentioned. How did COVID-19 impact Oppo? Did it cause this need for people to get more advanced phones, or were people just holding back?
I think COVID-19 gave us a good chance to evaluate us and trying to upgrade our current like business structure. For example, like if talking about our local launch of product, we trying to hold like a brief like session with like limited amount of media, so to make sure like we have the social distance while also media has the hands-on experience. And also from the business side, I think starting from last year, we all see the trend of the online sales. So we work more closely with like Lazada and Shopee here through our Oppo online store. So actually, we also can see the very significant growth on this online channel, easier and also safer for consumer to make their decision. Then we see like even like this kind of like smartphone industry, like the price actually is not that cheap comparing the FMCG product, but people still keen to like spend more. And we also want to invest more on the digital content to help consumer make the suitable decision for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have been big innovations in how you do that, how you get people to engage online and through their smartphones. So are these some of the lessons that you learned in the pandemic? Are these lessons that you're carrying into the future?
Yeah, I think this, like, the online strategy will be the next step we are going to explore, because I think it really helped us to reconstruction of the consumer journey here.
Okay, on the line with us this morning is Dylan Yu, who is the marketing director for Oppo Singapore. Let's talk a little bit more about the technology in Oppo phones. I mean, you're talking about investing in R&D earlier. There is always this consumer desire for something that looks nicer, but looking nice doesn't mean we'll be very advanced. How do you guys do it? And your phones are quite thin as well.
Yeah, so actually in Oppo, currently we have operating 40 countries, and we have like 6 research institutes, 5 R&D centers, even like 9 manufacturing centers worldwide. So that's why we collect a lot of like user feedback to help us to design like better for consumer, not just only the phone but also the software. So that's why like internally we always say like we define our technology as an art. So you see like our design of the phone, this year we launched the concept phone, the rollable phone, which is also like a concept to like we try to explore in the future how the flexibility of the phone can be. And also like our latest one, X3 Pro, we even introduced the micro lens, which is quite cool because normally like we can just use like phone to zoom far and see something like far away. But this time we're using the micro lens, you can even see like the microscope world, which is a new view of the photography. So yeah, it's quite interesting. And also about like the software design, we also follow the trend, like the icon and the system is become like design become more flat. But while at the same time we're also collecting like user feedback. For example, we have the Oppo Relax, which is to help like consumer to just like when they feel like stressful or have pressure, they can use that function to customize the music, the song to mm-hmm. make them feel relaxed. So yeah, we are trying to explore more like the humanity like the functions for our consumer, but not only just the phone design, but also the interface design, like the software.
But you talk about doing consumer feedback, right? Is it different across the region?
Yes, but we are trying to see the trend among different markets. So actually, in every market, we will collect a lot of the user feedback based on their daily use. So then all the information will generate through our headquarter R&D. So they will analysis the key, like the questions or like the user feedbacks. Then we will try to explore like how we can improve our technology. Like for example, like our Reno phones, which has the good like the portrait and selfie performance. So yeah, that's why currently our R&D also is like collecting more like the portrait performance data to make it more like natural and more clear for our consumer.
You know, I have just been online checking out your rollable phone because I thought, I've never heard of a phone being rollable before. I need to see what this is like. And, you know, to those who haven't seen it, it's basically a phone that starts off narrow and then it kind of opens up into something a bit wider, which I can see why that would be of appeal to people who love ingesting digital content through their smartphone. But I've always been intrigued. How do smartphone companies like yours decide which designs they're going to go after?
I think actually this is also depends on the user feedback. It's about like our R&D and our headquarters actually did a lot of like survey among users to see like what the key pain points in their life when they are using smartphones. Like the rollable concept actually is also like comes from the like tremendous survey to find out like maybe these kind of the wider the screen technology will make it like more easier for people to hold and take and put in their pocket and easily to expand. And like also because like normally the foldable phone, you will see there's a line in the middle of the screen which maybe will affect like the user experience. So we test about it and trying to build this like the concept for consumer to maybe experience a better expandable screen for the future smartphone use.
Yeah, it's definitely it's definitely smooth. It looks very smooth.
Yeah. What else do you think, you know, where tech and design is concerned that will be part of the phone for the future or the smartphone of the future?
I think in the future, first of course it's a screen and also about like the more light and thin design. I think that is something Oppo is exploring. So no matter whether our like A series or Reno series or even our high end like Find X series, we are keep focusing on like how to make it more light and thin, but also can contain more like advanced technology. I think that is the one of the key directions for most of the consumer, because you see like more technology happens, but people also don't want like their smartphone be very heavy.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's something like we are still like exploring, like maybe like for example like our Reno phone, even the phone case design, we're also trying to make it like lighter, so for easier for like people to bring everywhere. So yeah, this is I think maybe a direction, and also of course the rollable phone is something like the smart like bigger screen experience in the future. And also, I think last year we also introduced some like in-screen like camera, like under-screen camera, which is also, I think, a future for like a more full-screen experience.
So that means no off-angle Zoom calls or having to look in a sort of a different direction for your selfie. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's just like the camera one I just mentioned is like you won't see like a notch or like a selfie camera on your screen. It's just like hidden under the screen. When only you open the selfie function, then you can see the camera maybe can catching like your selfie. So which looks more smooth and your whole just you hold a full screen smartphone device.
Well,
pretty cool.
Yeah, it does sound pretty cool. Things have really, I'm just realizing, Elliot, things have really moved on since I've had a Palm Pilot many, many years ago.
Man,
it's like more immersive.
I just miss my flip phone, to be honest. But Dylan, one other concern, and I'm not sure whether this should be placed on the smartphone developers, is always going to be security, privacy issues. How does Oppo manage this expectation from its customers?
I think this is more about like our software design. Since we officially launch our smartphone, like for example in Singapore market, we always like focus on like protect like users like data security. So we deeply work with our R&D for the software design, like Color OS. So can help like user to have a better like the data security protection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something we always focus on.
Okay. Always down to the R&D segment. We've been speaking with Dylan Yui, who is the Marketing Director of Oppo Singapore. Dylan, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.